With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Burning the midnight oil in the Senate. That story in a moment. But first, in northwest Idaho, they're mourning the loss of two firefighters shot and killed in what police describe as an ambush.
Authorities believe a man lit a wildfire in rugged terrain on a mountain trail and then shot at firefighters as they arrived on the scene to tackle the blaze. The gunfire lasted for several hours as the wildfire grew, and police and firefighters took cover down below the popular Canfield Mountain Trail. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris said they'd been tracking a cell phone signal, and then a SWAT team found a man dead with a gun nearby on the trail, though they did not say how he was killed or what kind of weapon was found.
The BBC's Regan Morris says a third firefighter was wounded in the attack just north of Coeur d'Alene. There's been nothing on a motive. A Senate vote on the president's huge spending and tax cut bill could come as soon as today. Senators debated the measure into the early hours of the morning, and one of the two Republicans who voted to, in effect, kill the bill is calling it quits.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced he will not seek re-election next year. The announcement came after he voted against advancing Donald Trump's massive bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. Tillis opposed cuts to health care programs. The president responded by berating Tillis in social media posts. He accused the Republican senator of seeking publicity and threatened to campaign against him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After President Trump called off trade talks with Canada, the Canadians have rescinded a digital services tax on American tech companies. It was due to take effect today, and now the U.S.-Canada trade talks are set to resume. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 215 points. This is SRN News. American parents aren't the only ones concerned about school books.
During the pandemic, moms and dads in this country got a closer look at what their kids were reading in class, and some of it shocked them. Numerous books promoting the LGBT lifestyle, some of them pornographic, being given to kids right down to elementary school. Well, now parents in Canada are discovering the same thing and are mobilizing, too. Many of the same books are being used north of the border, and demands are being made for that to stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Czech authorities have detained five teenagers for being radicalized online by ISIS and have charged two of them with trying to set a fire to a synagogue. Lawmen say most of the suspects are under 18 years old. They were detained as a result of an international investigation that started last year. The five are accused of promoting hateful content on social media against Jews and other minorities. During seven raids in the Czech Republic and Austria, police seized weapons. SRN News. If you're thinking about vacationing abroad, North Korea might be one of the last places you would consider visiting, but the reclusive authoritarian country is opening up, at least somewhat, to tourism.
The location of the resort, called Kalma, has been in development since 2018. It has hotels and other accommodations for nearly 20,000 guests who can bathe in the sea, play sports and games, and eat at restaurants and cafeterias on site. North Korea has no normal travel arrangements to allow foreigners to visit the country. The KCNA report said that domestic tourists will be allowed to visit the new resort from the 1st of July. I'm Karen Chamas.
The smoldering conflict between President Trump and former ally Elon Musk may be about to explode again. Musk has released a scathing review of Mr. Trump's big spending and tax cut bill, now being debated by the Senate. More details, SRNNews.com.